Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Sydney's COVID-19 outbreak has moved into New South Wales Parliament, with the state recording 11 new cases. The state's Agriculture Minister, Adam Marshall, has tested positive to COVID-19. Only 16 MPs will be allowed into the state's parliament, and most state coalition MPs have been told not to attend. Mr. Marshall says he may have contracted the virus while dining at an exposure site, Christo's Pizza Shop, in Paddington on Monday night with three other MPs. The next day, Mr. Marshall was at Parliament House. Health Minister Brad Hazzard is also self-isolating after being identified as a close contact. Victoria has recorded one new local case of COVID-19 and three in hotel quarantine from 22,812 tests. The state's health department says the new community infection is a known primary close contact who has been quarantining throughout their infectious period. It comes as Treasurer Tim Pallas revealed the state's recent lockdown cost the economy $1.3 billion. Queensland has recorded three new locally acquired cases of COVID-19. All are linked to the flight attendant who tested positive after dining at an Allen Grove restaurant. State Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says she is more concerned about Sydney's outbreak due to variant transmissibility.
So I'm not concerned that any of these three cases are a risk to the Queensland community, and I'm not concerned with that outbreak in that we now do have everyone in quarantine that we believe was at risk.
Dr. Young again stressed to Queenslanders to reconsider their need to travel anywhere in New South Wales, not just Greater Sydney. The lawyer for a Tamil asylum seeker family says the Immigration Minister's decision to grant visas to all but the youngest child leaves them stuck in Perth, unable to return to their Queensland community of Bilawila. Karina Ford says Minister Alex Hawke owes an explanation to the family as to why he gave three-month bridging visas to every member of the Marugapan family, except four-year-old Tanika. She remains under a community detention order, which requires her to live at a Perth residence nominated by the government. US pop singer Britney Spears has told a Los Angeles court she feels abused and exploited under a legal conservatorship arrangement. The 39-year-old says she wants to move forward with her life and have a baby after being under the guardianship of her father for more than a decade. Jamie Spears has largely controlled much of his daughter's personal and professional life, triggering the Free Britney campaign. Ms. Spears addressed the court, raising concern she was being denied basic freedoms that left her feeling traumatized and depressed.
I feel ganged up on, and I feel bullied, and I feel left out and alone. And I'm tired of feeling alone. I deserve to have the same rights as anybody does by having a child, a family.
Listeners seeking mental health support and information can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224-636. In sport, former Olympic champion Lindsay Vonn is advocating for athletes to be allowed to protest away from the podium at the Winter Olympics over human rights issues. The 2010 skiing gold medalist says protests at the Games can be a major catalyst for change.
So I think in the way that the Olympics has struck that balance is a good one, without losing the history and the respect of the games, but also, again, giving them the opportunity to speak their mind.
Next year's games will take place in Beijing. Organisers and the host country have faced criticism over alleged human rights abuses. Some groups have called for athletes to boycott the event. This is SBS News in Easy English.